I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. As the country continues to learn more about this weekend's shooting at a video game tournament in Florida, organizers of Dragon Con in Atlanta are reviewing their security measures before the event this week. WXIA reports Dragon Con officials will work with the Atlanta Police Department to review security details before the event begins. Atlanta will play host to Dragon Con starting on Thursday all the way through Labor Day. It's one of the largest sci-fi, pop culture, and gaming conventions in the world. Vendors of voting systems are pitching their wares to Georgia's Secure, Accessible, and Fair Elections Commission Thursday. Known by the acronym SAFE, the commission is meeting in the Augusta suburb of Grovetown, this after requesting presentations on options to replace Georgia's 16-year-old paperless system, which has proven vulnerable to hackers. They hope to have a new system in time for the 2020 elections at a cost of as much as $150 million. The bipartisan SAFE commission is co-chaired by Secretary of State and Republican gubernatorial nominee Brian Kemp and Republican Harlem State Representative Barry Fleming. Tybee Island is setting aside $300,000 to buy sandbags the next time a hurricane or other big storm threatens the coast. WTOC reports the city council approved keeping the money in reserve until an emergency is declared. Tybee Island, which sits east of Savannah, is home to about 3,000 people. Sandbags were a necessity for many island homes and businesses when hurricanes Matthew and Irma hit the coast in 2016 and 2017. Tybee Island is also working to restore sand dunes washed away by the storm. The federal government wants to see more of former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's spending records. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Kasim Reed spent 8 years as Atlanta's mayor. Now, the U.S. District Court of North Georgia has issued a subpoena for all of Reed's activity on his city-issued purchasing card during his time in office. It also includes his travel records, staff records, and daily calendar. William Boone teaches political science at Clark Atlanta University. He says the larger issue for Reed is his political future.
If anything comes out of this investigation and it directly links to former Mayor Reed, then certainly his career as a politician is over.
This continues the more than a year-long corruption investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office into Atlanta City Hall. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Desmond Merrow, the former NFL player who was choked and violently pushed to the ground while handcuffed during his arrest as part of an alleged road rage incident in Henry County last year, has now filed a lawsuit. After an investigation in May, Officer David Rose was fired for using excessive force and leaving information out of his report. But according to Merrow's attorney, the first investigation in December cleared Rose. A second proper investigation didn't happen until a video of the arrest went viral on social media in April. In sports, the Atlanta Dream tried to even their WNBA playoff series against the Washington Mystics tonight. Tip-off is 8 p.m. at McCamish Pavilion. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.